Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I found out about something recently. Scandinavian sleeping.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
I have.
Let me clue you in quickly. Basically, that double bed you share with your person at night. Same, except everyone has their own duvet.
Yes.
And somebody came through and said, I can't believe there are couples who still sleep the old way and not like this. Apparently it's a game changer. And I'm like, do we do that here? Is that a real thing? I've never heard of anyone with individual duvets on the bed for two people.
Yeah.
Never heard about it before.
Me neither. Selfs al is it twee single beds by mekaar gestoot.
Yeah.
Om 'n dubbel bed te maak. Ek dink dit is steeds een duvet.
Dat is die een duvet oor die
ding. Maar ek kan dit verstaan, want ons het allemaal verskillende lichaamstemperature, right? Like, some of us operate slightly colder, other people operate slightly warmer.
Actually, you make a point there.
You know?
That thing about, okay, well, I need to be tucked up to my chin, but you actually want to have your shoulder out. Now we're fighting over... I mean, I suppose I could see the arguments.
Yeah.
But surely this isn't... Like, we don't do this, do we?
No, not as far as I know. Mike, ek dink komberse en hoe warm of koud dit in die huis is of wat ook al, maar veral komberse, it can be a deal breaker in a relationship.
Anyway, I heard about this thing and I wanted to share it. Yeah. The use of blankets, the Scandinavian sleeping method. Do we know anyone who does this? Are you one of these people? Have you got two duvets on the bed at home currently? Made or unmade, we won't judge.
Yeah. Maar ook, weet jy wat ek ook wil uitvind? If you don't have specifically the two duvets, right, separately.
Yeah.
Is jy in 'n verhouding waar die een mens baie warm moet slaap en die ander mens baie koud? Because I always have one extra layer to what Chris does. Yeah. We're talking about something that can divide couples. Scandinavian sleeping. So the Scandinavian sleep method involves partners sharing a bed but using separate duvets or comforters or quilts or whatever. And we've got so many WhatsApps, and I want to read this one that says, two duvets on the bed at the moment, Sonia, but my husband is warm and sleeps with the fan summer and winter. I'm always covered up to my ears in the summer under only one duvet. He clamps the duvet between his legs and uses only one leg under the duvet. The rest of his body is uncovered summer and winter. Can't wait.
Yeah, you'd freeze.
Oh yeah,
I would freeze. Lots of messages coming in. I think the big concern is the one that Tanya has addressed. Did you see her message?
Yeah.
Ek en my man slaap op 'n king size bed, elkeen met sy eie comforter. Ek was moeg gefight vir cover elke aand. Ons slaap nou heerlik. En daar is niks in capitals. Fout met ons huwelik nie. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Slaap nou heerlik.
Getting to the point.
Hi Robin Ross. Ek geniet nogal julle show. Dis Marlene. Ons het by ons lodge doen ons die Scandinavian ding. Ons het 'n dubbelbed met elke ou kry sy eie duvet. Of wanneer ons twee beddens bymekaar sit om 'n dubbelbed te maak, maak ons die flat sheet dubbel. En elke ou kry sy eie duvet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Elke een kry sy eie duvet.
Elke een. Theo stuur vir ons a message. He says, my wife is pushing for this two duvet thing, but I've been resisting because we experienced it at an Airbnb abroad. So it seems like a big thing overseas already. Jy hoor wat sê Marlene. Die mense van overseas, hulle love dit om so te slaap.
Hi Robin Ross, Johannes. So, met die ding van die Scandinavian manier van slaap, ek het nie geweet nie, maar ek het my vrou doen dit in anyway, en is meer ek. Ek soek my eie duvet, want ek rek myself in dit, enzovoorts, en ons slaap ook wel net op 'n dubbelbed. So ja, yeah, unbeknownst to me, we're actually doing it the Scandinavian way.
Doing it the Scandinavian way.
Yes.
You go, Johan. It seems like a thing. I mean, it's honestly, it was something that would never even occur to me.
To do separate, yeah.
Separate blankets.
We just do two layers, and then I have my blanket only on one half. Who's the warmer of the two of you? Because I'm
the warmer one.
So Leah sleeps with more blankets?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you a very boring nerd fact about why that is.
Please do. We love your nerd facts. And don't call them boring, Rob Shay.
It's okay. Do you really want to know
yes,
why?
Yes, please. Go back for
Because the taller and the heavier you are, then your volume in relation to your surface area is higher, which is why everything that lives in the Arctic, polar bears and so on, are huge. It's why woolly mammoths were huge. It's why whales are huge, because your volume to surface area means you run hotter. Very boring. I told you it was boring.
No, I'm very impressed.
But there you go.
There you go. Darcy for no, no.
So that's why.
Oh, see, but the thing is, I mean, I understand all of that, but my bedfellow is like less than half my size and he doesn't sleep with blankets at all. He kicks all the blankets off and I have to, like, it's my job to wake up in the middle of the night and just put the duvet over him and he just like free willies it all the time. So I have to make him sleep in a jumper and a hoodie just so he doesn't get cold.
Do you know what is keeping him warm? It's all of that cardio that he's doing with the kicking. He's just busy. He doesn't need a blanket. He's too busy kicking. I sweat, but he's copyright.
Well, there you go. Johan, now you have a name for it, my friend. You can tell everyone at work that at home you guys strictly do it the Swedish way.